This is a Women Uninterrupted podcast, the space where we host difficult conversations between different generations of women. Brought to you by The Hindu. Hello, I'm your host Anna, and on this episode of Women Uninterrupted, I invited Dr. Tina Thomas, a gynecologist in Bangalore. And my other guest is Tasmin, and she's here for a very special reason.
Thank you, Anna. Nice to meet you, Tina. So the special reason she was talking about, I'm getting married this August, and I was really interested to know about contraception.
Good evening, Tasmin. A very congratulations for the new step in your life. Okay, so it is so nice to have you here, because in this era still, we find very less girls coming forward before marriage to ask such questions. And it is nice that we go in to a better future for a girl.
Ideally, she should have been talking to gynecologist along with her fiancé, but he is in another city and we aren't going to get time before the wedding. So she's here alone, taking notes, and he's probably going to listen to this later. Jess?
Yeah. Okay, so maybe I can start with the most basic question. What is contraception?
So contraception is a preventive method to help women avoid unwanted pregnancy. Okay. So a girl at your age, how old are you, Taz, if I may ask?
Yeah, I'm 27.
Okay. So a girl at your age, there are few contraceptive methods which can be useful. So they are barrier method, which are in the form of condoms. Then the second one are oral contraceptive pills. The third one will be injections. And the fourth one will be intrauterine devices. Everything comes with benefit and risk. So Jasmine, you know why we use anything for the matter in a medical field, for considering a medicine. We use anything when the benefit is much more than the risk. Okay. So, considering your age and the status and how long you don't want pregnancy. So, there are various methods. Basically, what you have to choose is what is ideal for you.
Okay. And what do you feel would be ideal in my stage of life?
So, ideal is something which is safe, which is effective, which will be acceptable by you and your partner. It can be reversible. It should not be very expensive. And it should be a long-lasting one. So, I would want to then tell you the plus and minus of the each method. Then you decide what you want. So, contraception is always a patient choice. So, you should know the benefits and risk of each method. And then you take a call on what you want to do. So, if we first go into the barrier method is mostly condoms, which is used by the male partner. The success rate when compared to other methods are very low. If a pill gives you a 99.5% success rate, a condom will give only 80%, 80 to 85%. Okay. When teenagers and adolescents are into relationships, barrier method is mandatory even if they are on any other method of contraception to avoid sexually transmitted diseases. Okay. How it works for you mentally is, okay, we both will try preventing pregnancy by condoms. But one day, because the failure rate is high, it will fail. It may fail in 2 months or it may fail in 1 year. So if our mindset is, no, at any cost, I cannot have a pregnancy for 1 or 2 years, then condoms is not your choice. The second method and the most commonly used by girls of your age and the best method is the combined oral contraceptive pills, which are used on daily basis. You have an emergency contraceptive pill which can be used after sexual intercourse.
Yeah, that's the one I'm familiar with actually.
Yeah. So, but that one is for if you can't use it regularly.
Yeah.
So, if an unmarried girl is in relationship and it's once in a while sex, to prevent a pregnancy in that case, with her barrier, she would be helpful with the emergency contraception.
Okay.
But for a married woman who we expect would be having sex every day or alternate day, we cannot have emergency contraception. It has some bleeding problems sometimes to someone.
Okay.
Now, it has a success rate of 97%. It is not a method of choice for people like you. You would rather need an oral contraceptive pill, which is combined, an estrogen-progesterone combination, which has to be used for 21 days, and then give a gap of 7 days, again 21 days, give a gap of 7 days.
Okay.
So, you continues like that as a cycle.
Okay.
You do not miss a pill. If you miss one, you take immediately as you remember and continue the back.
Oh,
but if you miss two, the first one you can throw. The second one you take it as you remember.
Okay.
Continue the pack. But next 7 days also use your barrier method because it will not give you contraceptive benefit because you miss for 2 days. There are a lot of myths to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think some of us think that it might cause hormone disturbances.
It's previously we used to get high dose oral contraceptive. Now we have very low dose oral contraceptive pill. Unless you have liver diseases or migraine, which increases migraine, or some convulsions or fits, breast cancer in parents, stroke or paralysis in parents. So anything like that, we prevent the patient, we ask the patient to not use it. But otherwise, the benefit is much more than the risk. The taking oral contraceptive pills doesn't mess up with your future periods, doesn't mess up with your future pregnancy.
You mentioned that you can't miss more than, say, two pills, right? So it is something that would need to be taken by someone who is regular with medicine.
Yes. So that is why I started off with the topic that it's a patient choice.
Yeah.
So I cannot, though I feel that oral contraceptive pills may be a better part of it. But then if you are a person who keeps forgetting medicines, then I can't ask you to.
Yeah.
Continue taking the pills even if you're unwell in between or something.
Yeah.
It is unwell, but you need to tell the physician if you are taking other. Usually they are usually safe with other medicines. Interactions are less. But there may be antidepressants or anti-epileptic medicines, and there are certain drugs which may get affected. The doses may differ. So if you are on another, but the regular cold cough medicine doesn't
affect. Yeah.
So the third method which I was talking about is injections. Injections are to be taken once in 3 months. They are only progesterone. The pill is a combination of two hormones, estrogen, progesterone.
Okay.
A pill is, injection is only progesterone.
Okay.
It doesn't do any harm to you. It doesn't do anything. But only one problem is that it causes irregular periods. So when you are on pill, that pill will give you regular period. Everything goes regular. When you are injections, till you take two or three injections, periods would be irregular. Once you have already taken three, you may not get your period only.
Okay.
So, once you stop the injection, you may take 3 to 6 months to get your regular period back.
Okay. Okay.
This also doesn't affect your pregnancy or future lifestyle.
Okay.
Only thing is, after stopping, it may take 6 months' time to get into regular period. So, if you're planning an immediate pregnancy, then it gets delayed. So, the last method which I was telling is intrauterine device.
This is, I think, the one that I know the most about because IUDs are actually shown as the better alternative because all the rest are shown as hormonal alternatives.
So, IUD is more both non-hormonal and hormonal. So, copper T is something which is non-hormonal and a progesterone IUD is there which is hormonal.
Okay.
So, that again, there is a myth that it can be only used after you deliver one child.
Yeah, this is what's so good.
That is not a condition.
Okay.
Because per se, these intrauterine devices are very safe and inert.
Okay.
They do not cause infection.
Okay.
But if you are a person who gets regular infection, hygienic conditions are affected, and then it infects, then rarely less than 1% chance that the fallopian tubes may get infected.
Okay,
that pelvic infection may come in. Benefit is also more than taking IUD. So an IUD is also a choice in young girls like you, provided you know.
Yeah.
Now the benefit of taking an IUD is that you put it, forget it. 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 years. Up to 5 years, you can leave it there. forget. Keep a hygienic condition. Mm. Any small infection need to be shown to your gynecologist and treated. And two types are there, copper in containing, which may cause a slightly heavier period, and the success rate is very less.
Okay.
The progesterone containing, which is like the injection I told you.
Okay.
Once you insert it, the flow will be very less, and over the months, you may not have a flow.
Doctor, now you've explained all the four types of contraceptives. What do you feel is the best one for me?
So, Tasman, that is for you to decide.
Hmm?
So, I told you the benefit, the condom benefit. I told you that you may miss it. If you're ready to take the pregnancy at any point of time, take condoms. If you're not ready to take the pregnancy at any point, you have oral contraceptive pills or injections or IUD. You want your periods to be regular. You don't want any change in the hormonal cycle and everything to go perfect. Then oral contraceptive pill may be an answer. But if you are a person who continuously forget, we cannot put you on pills. Then the next two options will be injections or IUD. Injections, you can take it, but you should be prepared that once you stop the injection, it will take 6 months at least to get the period regular. So if you are in a hurry to have pregnancy, then you will get worried unnecessarily. The third option is IUD, which can be a copper containing or Mirena containing. They both are very good. In fact, abroad, they have teenager progesterone intrauterine device. They have menopausal intrauterine devices. So they are meant for teenage and adolescent girls. When you have delivered one child, the mouth of the uterus would be open. But once you've inserted it, you don't get to know about it and you don't realize it. You have to maintain a good hygiene. Any foul-smelling discharge should immediately be treated. So in young girls, anyway, any infection has to be over-treated and under-treated.
So all these, except for the barrier method, all other contraception methods are for women to use.
Yes.
What about men?
Men are lucky in this. See, they have only the barrier one. The rest all is taken by women. So that is, again, my male-dominating question thing to happen.
I think even in the barrier method, there are female condoms as well.
Yeah, but the first thing is the success rate is less. Yeah. Number two is it's very tedious to insert and remove. Sometimes it goes into the vagina and the patient comes running saying it's lost, then we have to remove it. So it may not be as comfortable as using a male condom. And anyway, there is nothing for men. See, but they better use the condoms.
Unless they do the vasectomy.
Yeah, so that is a permanent method.
So once
which can be reversed.
It has very less success rate when reversed. So okay. It's not a reversible method. We can reverse it through technology and surgeries. Once you finish your family, then you go in for a permanent method, which can be vasectomy in men or tubal ligation in women. That's a surgical method under anesthesia.
So, I read this thing about implants. Is that different?
So, implants are certain small metal-like implants with hormones in it, progesterone hormones. They are like injections, but they are longer duration. So, longer duration progesterone. So, you insert a small lead-like pen thing into the arm and it stays there for 5 years and continuously. But we don't have implants in India.
So, you were talking about surgical methods of permanent contraception, but then just going back to the IUD, because it is still inserting something into your body, and I do know that it's not something you can insert yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I just want to know how you go about the insertion, and two, how big do you think an IUD is? Because I've used a menstrual cup. So
IUD is a smaller than menstrual cup.
Okay,
it's very small T-shaped thing and very slim. So you just put it inside and it stays in the uterus. So it prevents implantation of the pregnancy. The cervical mucus gets thickened, so sperm penetration comes down. So these are the techniques how these all prevent pregnancy.
Okay, so that for that we need to go to a gynecologist to get it.
For a pill also, you have to go to a gynecologist. The gynecologist has to decide whether you are fit to take a pill.
Okay.
It's not an over-the-counter medicine.
Okay, so is it something that if we were to travel or would that cause more like motion sickness or anything of that sort?
No. So the pill, as I told you, that the minor side effect of a pill is the first 1 or 2 months, it may cause little gastric vomiting sensation, headaches. But they can be corrected with antacids and all that. And after, once you've started taking it, it usually gets corrected.
Is there anything else a person who's about to get into a relationship or who's about to get married should ask a gynecologist? Like, I think one of the things we should do before getting into any relationship is a screen for STIs.
I still don't know how many families as such would ask the other family that please get an STD done in front of me. I do not know if you have done it also, Tasmin.
We did a blood test and then they gave me a result.
Dr. Thomas, when we used to use natural contraception methods, that is the withdrawn method combined with period tracking when looking at the rhythm of the menstrual cycle, it didn't really work then. But do you think it's effective for a woman who has a regular menstrual cycle?
Yeah, it would only work for a regular menstrual cycle woman. So they have called the safe period with the withdrawal method, with or without withdrawal. So for a regular period woman, we expect the ovulation to happen 14 days before the expected date. So if it's a 28-day cycle, you expect it on day 14. A woman's egg may live for around 24 hours plus. Sperm inside the womb may live around 48 to 72 hours plus minus, depends. So if you take from 14 days, so 14 days, 14th day minus 4-5 days plus 4-5 days may not, is the unsafe period. So during those unsafe period, you withdraw. The first 7-8 days and the last 7-8 days may be safe. So don't withdraw. So that is how safe and withdrawal go hand in hand, which may, success rate may come around 75-80%. A little lesser than condoms. The best thing will be to discuss with your fiancé and start off, because the most mistake happens the first month. So start off. The pills have to be started before you, when you get your period. So that may be before your marriage also.
Thank you so much. That was really interesting and I learned a lot, and I will definitely come back to a gynecologist to sort out some of this.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas. Thank you so much. And Tasmin, I hope you get time to go with your fiancé to a gynecologist and before you get married, yes. And as a mother, I think I would take my kid to a gynecologist myself or talk to her about birth control, especially if I knew he or she was in a relationship. If you have questions about this episode, write to us at editor@thehindu.co.in. Signing off from this episode of Women Uninterrupted, the intergenerational podcast for women, brought to you by The Hindu.